Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on KPHX AM 1480.
1480 AM.
I'm sorry, I was surprised.
In
I was
like, Phoenix, Arizona.
Live in Phoenix, Arizona. We are having Breakthrough Entertainment's Office Christmas Party. And of course, this song is from Office Christmas Party. Kelly Clarkson, Underneath the Tree.
And what happened underneath the tree? What
Kelly Clarkson's the under there. I don't know.
And of course, we are having a party here. And so, could you pass the eggnog? Thank you very much.
Okay, yes, excellent. Here you go.
All right.
A little more brandy in it.
A little more brandy. Okay. Well, we're going to bring on our first guest.
I'm down to the bottom of mine.
We're going to bring on our first guest of the day. There's two of them. Yes, two of them. Chris Kalari and Jennifer Raitt joining us on behalf of 12 Deadly Days. Are you both on the line with us?
Yes.
Yes, we are. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
So
tell us a little bit about 12 Deadly Days. It's on YouTube Red. Well, first of all, explain what YouTube Red is.
We yeah, because that's there. New.
Yes, YouTube Red is new. It is not RedTube. That's a very different online video platform that people have been asking us about. It's the page. It's sort of the subscription version of YouTube, and they've been doing original content for, I think, probably like a year and some now. If you sign up, you get a month free. And you can check out the other stuff that's on there.
So it's basically YouTube's version of Netflix or Hulu behind the paywall.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a lot of people, like, you know, Amazon started doing their originals and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Big digital boom of film and television. Yeah.
Now, something that I found interesting, if I'm not spoiling it, is that you guys have made use of people who are YouTube stars already. That are well-known, yeah. Have great followings. Tell us a little bit about how you came about that.
Well, so that's part of YouTube Red's model, is that they try to partner material with some of these existing YouTube stars as a way to kind of attract an audience that's there and showing up for the talent that's already on YouTube. And what we wanted to do, a lot of the other YouTube Red shows are there's some narrative stuff, but some of it's reality, some of it's more like prank-based kind of stuff. And we really wanted to try to find some of the best actors and actresses on YouTube and partner them with some of this Christmas horror comedy content to make these full 22-minute episodes. And YouTube was really supportive of that, and they really helped us dig deep and find...
Well, right, our sort of middle ground with them was like, yeah, we'd love to make this show. And they were like, yeah, we'd love to showcase our talent. And we were like, send us your best and brightest. And
yeah, so we got 12 stars for 12 episodes.
Oh, wow.
And it was our first time working with YouTube talent, and it was really cool.
Yeah, it is. I've seen the first three episodes. My review is embargoed, but I mean it's really neat how you take these holiday themes. Of course, it's a holiday themed horror comedy series,
like the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yes.
But this is right.
Yeah, and you know I would say that there's an evil Christmas tree in the second episode, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to reveal too much about that one, but so tell us, what are some of the holiday themes that you I don't want to say lampoon, but take on?
Well, our only two rules were no killer Santas and no Krampus, because okay. We felt like those had been kind of done to death.
Yeah, we wanted to keep the idea fresh, and it was sort of a fun challenge to see, hey, can we do this 12 times over?
So yeah, we've got Christmas pageants at one point, a fruitcake, Christmas carolers.
The pilot is a take on Charles Dickens'
Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Christmas trees. We've got an office Christmas party.
Oh,
gone terribly, terribly wrong. We have a cult of elves who worship Santa. I don't want to say too much more. I don't want to spoil all of them or give too much away, but it's a very varied kind of buffet of different Christmas things. And we really tried to find a way to marry each kind of Christmas concept to a different horror subgenre. So, you know, the three that you saw, there's sort of a ghost story, a monster movie, and a bit of a vampire tale, and we kind of continue that throughout, tackling a different subgenre with each episode.
Excellent, excellent. Well, once again, if anyone's just now joining us, like Dave, right?
That's right.
Hey, welcome,
Dave. Welcome back, Dave.
I'm back.
Chris Kolari and Jennifer Raitt joining us on behalf of 12 Deadly Days. They are the showrunners of the series. It's 12 Deadly Days. It's a holiday-themed horror comedy series. It's debuting exclusively on YouTube Red in partnership with Blumhouse Television on the 12th of this month. So that's Monday, right?
That is cool. There's so many new outlets going on. Like, you know, you said the YouTube Red, and, you know, the face of television is going to change dramatically. Don't you think?
That's what Dave was interested in talking about.
I know. It's already changed. That's what we were just talking about with them, that, you know, you've got these YouTube stars, YouTube talent. I mean, YouTube.
PewDiePie.
And then you've got Amazon. Is PewDiePie in one of these? Stuff and.
He is not.
Okay. He has his own show.
He also lives in London, I believe, which...
He came up, but yes, there's a large distance between where he was living and where we were shooting.
I'm not sure. Is PewDiePie an actor? I don't know very much about PewDiePie. We actually didn't know that much about YouTube.
Oh, really?
Well, like, sort of the culture of YouTube before we dove into this.
Yeah, podcast. We were coming from a more kind of traditional TV background. And but one of the things that was really exciting... beyond the stars that we were using was the way that YouTube agreed to release the show, which was something that we'd been bumping up against in the traditional space, because we thought it would be really cool to start on December 12th and do one episode a day, like a, you know, kind of a gory advent calendar.
Yeah.
And a lot of traditional networks were like, I don't know how we would do that. Like, it doesn't really fit into a traditional model. And so YouTube was like, great, that makes a lot of sense to us. Because it's very easy for them to do it that way.
Right.
And it's sort of a middle ground between the total drop it all in one day and binge and a traditional release schedule.
Well, Ellen DeGeneres gives gifts for the 12 days of giveaways, and you give out scares.
Yeah.
Well, and I love the fact I hadn't gotten that when I was reading the press release. I hadn't gotten that you guys took that extra step and made it that each one is a different horror genre, too. I love that. That's so creative.
It was something that was really it was important to us to try to keep each episode feeling a little bit different. We didn't want anything to, even though it all takes place in the same town and there's a couple of storylines throughout it, when you watch all 12 that you kind of cling on to and see them all wrap up in the last in the two-part finale, we wanted to make sure that each episode kind of had its own mix of scares and jokes and its own monsters and everything. So it was a really fun show to write. So
yeah, and I like the fact that it's also comedy. It's not just straight out horror. Of course, the Christmas Tree one, Killer Furs, that one's a little kind of it scared me. But Dave, I mean, there's comedy in this, so it's not straight out horror. You can actually enjoy it without being, you know, having nightmares.
You're right, because I get nightmares. But yeah, no, the comedy part I would probably like for sure.
That's pretty important.
And you need to have that. It's like a pressure valve on a pressure cooker. You know, you got to have something to kind of let go of the buildup of horror. And so the comedy is good on that. But you know what? I mean, as tricky as this sounds, if you were to tell somebody, hey, we want you to write an anthology like this where you're going to have 12 completely different stories. We want you to do it with 12. Well, of course, you guys chose this, but we want you to do it with 12 different YouTube stars that you're not exposed to, you're not really familiar with, and we want you to do 12 different genres of horror, comedy, whatever, and there's two of you. How long have you guys been? I know that you've been quite successful, and the sleepover, you know, kind of brought you into this genre, or that's how we all became aware of you. But tell us, how was that working together on something so tricky like this? Because just even for one person to do that, I think would be difficult. But for two, I think it would be even more difficult.
Well, we've been writing together for 8 years now, and we haven't exclusively written horror or comedy. But the very first project that we wrote together was a horror comedy project. And it was very specific and at the same time, like, very easy for us to work together. And we sort of, it's a genre niche that has always come naturally. And when after we sold the show, in television, you often have a writer's room. So we were able to hire a couple other people to be on for the duration of the writing process with us. And we happened to hire another writing team that also writes horror comedy. And the four of us
kind of had a mind meld.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, that's nice.
They've become some of our closest friends, I would say.
Yeah, Josh Miller and Pat Casey. They had a I think absolutely hilarious cartoon on Fox a few years ago. Jen does too.
Writing our opinion.
called Goland the Insatiable. That was a horror comedy cartoon. It was absolutely hilarious. And now they're writing the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. So,
oh, wow.
12 Deadly Days from the makers of Sonic the Hedgehog. but yeah, it's something that just, I think we love horror. Jen and I both, I think the meaner horror, sometimes the grittier stuff is kind of a chore to watch sometimes. So it's always been something that we've liked to cut with some comedy,
well,
and especially Christmas stuff.
Exactly right. Of talking about the like release valve of comedy, like in some ways, horror sort of has that too, and it's a fun interplay of like, is the release going to come from a scare or a laugh? And I think a lot of our influences for this are in a similar, you know, it is like The Nightmare Before Christmas and like all of Shane Black's movies. And
yeah,
it is a unique space, but I think it is a fun one.
We definitely tried to channel a little Sam Raimi with an Evil Dead with the Christmas tree episode.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And that was, we also collaborated with some great directors too. Joe Lynch, did our pilot in the second episode and the last two episodes, and he's done Wrong Turn 2 and Everly and Knights of Badass, and he'd long wanted to make Christmas horror. So as soon as we got this show off the ground, we were like, gotta hire Joe. We got John Hyams, who made some of the, he made a Universal Soldier sequel that is absolutely incredible. I think it's 6. It's a really weird like art movie version of a Universal Soldier movie. And then episode 10, we got the director of the Blair Witch Project to come in and do a found footage episode for us.
We've had him on
before. Reunited him with one of the stars of the Blair Witch Project on that episode, too.
Yeah, it was the first time they had worked together since the movie, which was really fun.
Oh, I can't wait for that one. I've only seen the first three. I've got to check out the 9. I'm not that good at math. Yeah.
Yes. 12 9 minus more.
3. Yes, 9 more. But again, it's December 12th. So it is this Monday on YouTube Red, and every day it's a.
What time? Is it any time?
Well, it's on demand, right?
It's on demand, right?
On demand.
Yes.
And every day a new episode is released?
Yes.
And is it at midnight, or because Dave wants to like catch it?
That is a good question. I believe it'll be available all day the day of.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and the first day, Monday, you'll be able to watch the pilot and the second episode. If you sign the pilot, everybody can watch. And then if you sign up for YouTube Red, you can immediately watch episode 2.
And there's a trial too.
Go ahead.
There's a trial for YouTube Red as well, right? I think.
Yes, exactly. Oh. If you haven't signed up for the service before, you can sign up for a 3-month trial.
And can you go back if you missed an episode? Can you go back to watch it?
Yeah.
It's on demand.
Yeah, it's part of what I think is going to be helpful in and fun in driving the conversation. Where like, you know, when a binge thing drops on Netflix, if you don't watch it that first weekend, sometimes you feel like you get left out of the conversation because everybody crams through it. And then if you're on Twitter or something, it gets spoiled.
Mm.
And I think with this, it'll be really fun that there's a new thing, you know, every 24 hours. So you can catch up and you won't get totally left behind. And there's always something new to talk about. So,
So you guys have it so that, let's say somebody comes late to the party, so to speak, and they end up going over, and let's say that they join on the 14th, they could watch the pilot and then the second and the third, right?
Yeah.
Because they would already be there. So you just can't go forward. You can't fast forward, but you can rewind if needed.
Unless you have a time machine. then...
No, that would spoil it for all the other people if you're the only one that could go forward.
Well, no, that's... Well, or like they said, then right? then yeah. people who have all the time in the world would sit there and watch them all and binge watch them, and they'd know it all, and then they might spoil it for you. So I like the fact that like you can't spoil it for people.
Wow, that's very cool.
You guys are... This is really interesting. I love it. I think it's a great way to get people
concept.
Introduced here.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, showrunners Chris Kalari and Jennifer Wright, thank you so much for joining us and helping shed some light on 12 Deadly Days on YouTube Red.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And have a great holiday season. We hope
We're
to talk to you guys
forward to December 12th.
Oh, yes, 2 days away.
Excellent. Cheers. Thank you.
Merry
Cheers.
Christmas.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Take care.
Wow, that's interesting. So so all these new outlets.
Yes.
And Eric, isn't YouTube on Roku or whatever?
Yeah, you can put your YouTube on Roku. Yeah.
So pretty interesting. So that should be a whole discussion at one point.
Oh yeah.
Well, what is this going to do to traditional television?
Amazon has their own production companies. Remember, we've been watching
Netflix.
And
they all do.
And then there's Netflix.
There's a bunch of other ones too. There's a bunch of smaller ones too.
That's what I'm saying. So that's because most people are not having your typical cable. You know, and TV channels.
We haven't had cable for 5 years.
You haven't?
We just do internet, and that's all we need. We get everything we need there.
Oh, wow.
And then, I mean, it's the perfect time to try YouTube Red with this.
It costs us $8 a month instead of $200, which is what we used to pay.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. Yeah.
And they have movies, too. YouTube Red produces movies as well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, they have multiple outlets, just like Netflix does, Amazon does. They, you know, whether it be a television-type format with series or if it be feature films
with less
or
overhead.
Shorts and stuff like that. A lot less. And it's all on demand. When you want it, it's there.
Yeah. Well, of course, we need to take
One of the greatest new shows on TV, which is only on Hulu. It's one of their shows. It's called Shut-Eye.
Really? Yeah.
You got to check that out. It's a very good show.
Oh, wow.
And they did the whole season and put them all up at once.
Oh, they did?
Oh, now, see, that's the problem I have, even like with Netflix, is that if you hear about something really good and it's all there, it's like you
can't stop watching.
Yeah, exactly. The binge watching kicks in, and the next thing you know, you've been in your bedroom all day, all night watching TV.
Yeah. We watch about three at a time.
Well, Fuller House. Fuller House.
But do you watch it in the bedroom?
Sometimes.
Oh, and then
what are you getting at, Dave?
I don't know. Film.
What happens after the? What happens after the third episode?
What happens in the bedroom stays in the bedroom.
Exactly, like Las Vegas.
And everyone loves binge watching. Of course, when someone on Periscope is saying they're watching my favorite show on right now, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. They're binge watching.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
You got to see Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Man, so many shows out there.
Yes. Yeah, so let's go ahead, of course. Dave, All I Want for Christmas
is Me.
Yes.
All I Want is Me?
No, All I Want.
All he wants is
all
you.
All I Want is you.
Oh, wait a minute. No, okay, I'll give you guys some privacy.
Oh, just great. No.
Of course, Mariah Carey singing the Office Christmas Party jam of all time.
How about It's Cold Out There? When do we play that?
I don't believe that's the title of it.
Cold Outside, baby.
It's cold out there, right.
Because
Dave
we
Isaac singing It's Cold Out There.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry,
you guys could do a duo, you and Trisha.
And we'll see if who wins the poll if it's that cold for Joseph. All right, and this is 1480 AM KPHX Phoenix. This is just a crack up watching Joseph rock out, and we'll be right back after these words.